Today we have the pleasure to welcome the CEO and founder of Frox Industries in Potsdam, Germany. We will talk together about mixed reality applications for the Industry 4.0. Rodrigo, thanks for being with us. Now, first of all, what can you tell us about it?
Well, thank you very much for having me here. So it's definitely a pleasure to be part of this session of the podcast. So about mixed reality. Mixed reality is not something which is just in surgery right now. So we have started with annals of the augmented reality, but also with the virtual world. So if you look around, so you see a lot of kids using virtual reality for gaming, for pleasure, for entertainment. Now, the augmented reality was a fourth evolution of that, where Pokemon, for the first time, so brought to the market, where you could mix your reality and augmenting that. You know, so you remember whenever you saw, people around the corners actually looking for Pokemon, so you really could realize that these guys, they are sort of, you know, crazy. But they have been augmenting their reality, so extending their reality. Now, mixed reality is a little bit more suitable for industries because mixed reality, so you can augment it reality, but you can use the given reality actually to take that to a next level. And that is what we call the immersive experience. That immersive experience will bring to us new horizons of usability, and especially in Industry 4.0, which is not only a trend, but it's also a unique way of use case that we can apply in that industry.
Interesting. Could you illustrate this second segment on data centers with an example?
We can have applicability in different industries, but especially in those industries where you have a manpower needed, you have intelligence needed, you have analytics needed, and you can combine that all together throughout those devices really being applicable at the edge of the network, at the edge of the infrastructure. And this is what we call the empowered edge.
Great, thank you very much. Now, can you please give us a few examples about the usability of mixed reality for the industries that you're targeting?
Oh, sure. And I think this is a great question because mixed reality, there are so many usability out there. Now, the question here is, what can we use mixed reality to help us actually achieve our targets? For example, getting more efficient, having process in place that will help me actually optimizing the way that I do my work, but also thinking about sustainability. How can I reduce my carbon footprint and having less emissions? I think right now it's a quite hot topic, especially because the pandemic has shown us that we need to think differently. And the manpower in the workforce is flexible enough actually to get adapted to circumstances. Having said that, at Frox, we do target two segments of the Industry 4.0. The first segment is around what we call the towers, so the towers companies. Just imagine the rollout of 5G. So there will be a need of installing new antennas in those given towers. And we can help them with the mixed reality, providing intelligence, providing a process, providing the associated software and the capabilities actually to get those installations shorter, more efficient, at lower cost, and leveraging the workforce which is already available for them. So they don't need to retrain the people, to retrain the workforce that have been rolling out and installing the antennas for 3G and 4G. Instead, they can use the capability, the embedded intelligence that they're going to provide throughout the software and the process embedded for the rollout. The other industry, or the other segment of the same industry that we're targeting, is the infrastructure industry, and more specifically, the data centers. Data centers, one of the given pain point what they have is about what they call the extended hands or the hands and eyes type of work. And that is something that is being done by highly qualified engineers, typically inside of the data centers and on behalf of their customers or even their customers' customers.
Could you illustrate this second segment on data centers with an example?
So just imagine the situation. There is a very big player that's sitting in the Silicon Valley and is providing instructions towards the data center in Frankfurt. So basically today, there is a group of people flying to Frankfurt to make sure that those instructions and those installations, they are accordingly to the expectation of the central office out of Silicon Valley. Now, with mixed reality, we can short that up. So we can provide auditable, totally comprehensive, and totally efficient with very low carbon footprint, the instructions coming throughout the Silicon Valley directly to the field operation or to the smart hands, if you will, inside of the data center.
Right, so you target tower companies and data centers. You have to combine a lot of technologies to achieve your goals, right?
There will be a game changer. There will be a lot of help into this segment of the industry 4.0, and that's all about that. It's automation, it's combined analytics, it's having AI applied, and that into our favor. So the motto of Frogs and all the research and development that we are doing here right now is actually to meld the human being with the hardware, with the machines, and providing the software the proper solution throughout the software, actually to make that as a unit.
Great, that all sounds extremely exciting. Thank you very much, Rodrigo. We talked about predictive maintenance, we talked about security, we talked about a reduced carbon footprint. Rodrigo Bayer Fernandez is based in Potsdam, Germany. Thank you very much for your attention.
Thank you.